The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are learning the laws of Chol HaMoed. We are in Simin Kuf Vav, the laws of Mekach u'Memka, the laws of doing business. Halacha Aleph, Kol Schora Asura, any type of business is forbidden on Chol HaMoed, Bein Liknos, Bein Limkar, whether to purchase or whether to sell. Rak im Nizdamin Lo Revach Meruba, only in a case that a person would have an opportunity to make great profit, Yochol Liknos Velimkar Bitsina, he's allowed to privately buy and sell. V'yotzi l'chvod yomtif yoseh mimashahoye b'dayte l'hotzi, and he should be sure to spend more on yomtif than he was otherwise prepared to spend. So again, normally business is forbidden, except in situation of great profit, and even then it should be done privately, and still he should make sure to spend more on yomtif. There is much discussion among the poskim about what is the nature of the prohibition of doing business on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a Yerushalmi that refers to business on Chol HaMoed as melacha, which presumably means that it's a melacha of weekday, and therefore it is inappropriate for Chol HaMoed. In Simen Tov Kuf Lamites, the Mishnah Berurah says that business is going to be considered a form of tircha, it's excessive effort, and therefore it is inappropriate for Chol HaMoed. What the Aruch HaShulchan explains is that the tircha of business will cause a person to become lax in his mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. He won't be involved in the Simcha of Yom Tov so much. Additionally, he also will not be engaged in learning Torah, and therefore they forbade doing business on Chol HaMoed. The Aruch HaShulchan elaborates that the whole purpose of the Moed is so that people should be engaged in eating and drinking, as that is Simchas Yom Tov, and Torah learning. So you would ask the question, so why did they forbid business entirely? A little bit of business should not be taken away from the other appropriate Chol HaMoed activities. So what he explains is that it is the nature of involvement in business is that there's no such thing as a little bit. Once someone gets a little bit involved, it draws them in and they become very immersed in their business endeavors. Now in the Prisha, there's a very different explanation given as to why it is forbidden to do business in Chol HaMoed. He says it's a gzeira shema yichtav. There's a concern that maybe if someone's involved in business, he's going to end up writing, and writing is forbidden on Chol HaMoed. Halacha Beis. Im yesh lo schora, if a person has merchandise, sheyesh locho sheim lo yimkirenu ata, of which he's concerned that should he not sell it now on Chol HaMoed, yafsid min hakeren, then he would lose out on the principal, muta lemachvar, then he's permitted to sell the merchandise, mushim dehavidavah ha'aved, because it would be considered preventing a loss. Avalim ein locho sheyafsid, but if he's not concerned that he's going to lose out on the principal, ela shelo yarviach achakach, but rather he will not be able to earn a profit if he sells it after Yom Tov, aser lemachra, then it would be forbidden for him to sell it on Chol HaMoed, ki menias revach lo mikri hefsid, because preventing a profit is not going to be considered as if he lost out. Meaning, if he, by abstaining from selling on the Chol HaMoed, he just won't earn a profit, but he won't be losing out on the principal, so then that's not considered a loss, which would allow him to do business on Chol HaMoed. On the other hand, The Chofetz Chaim paskins that someone who is lacking money, and if he sells the item now on Chol HaMoed, he will be able to have more money to purchase things for Simchas Yom Tov. So then it would be mutter for him to sell, because in that case it would be for the benefit of Yom Tov. The Ben Yishchai has a tshuva in which he writes that not just is it forbidden for a storekeeper to be in his store to do business, he's even forbidden just to sit there and not do business, because first of all, it's Maris Ha'ayin. People are going to think he's engaged in business. And secondly, just the very act of being there is considered Uvda Dechol. It's considered a weekday-like type of activity. The Poskim speak very harshly about those who open their stores in Chol HaMoed. The Chasam Sofer refers to it as a peritzah. It's a breach of our tradition. Now, in the Bir Halacha, he brings down, in the name of the Elyon Rabbah, that there are many people who do open their shops on Chol HaMoed because they consider it to be a Dover HaOved. They consider it to be that they're preventing loss, because they don't want to lose their customers to go elsewhere. And that would be a basis for a heter. But the Bir Halacha says that this would be it's a bizarion for Chol HaMoed to have your store open on Chol HaMoed. And if someone must be in the shop, at least the door shouldn't be open in the regular fashion. And at least he should use some of his profits for Yom Tov expenses. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa also brings down a very interesting idea. There's a posik that writes that someone who's renting a store or renting an office, and then he has to pay rent even for Chol HaMoed, so then if he's not earning any profit in that day, it's considered a davar of it, because he's paying rent for nothing. And that would be a justification, perhaps, for one to leave the store open. The Aruch HaShulchan has another justification. He said someone whose livelihood is dependent upon his day-to-day business activities, so then it would be considered a davar avad if he's not earning anything in one day. And if he closes his store, so then ultimately it would really detract from his Simchas Yom Tov. He uses this idea as a limut schus, as a way to find merit in the fact that there are many Jews whose shops are open on Chol HaMoed. There's another possible limut schus, and the Bir Halacha, who brings down a taz that says that the isser of doing business on Chol HaMoed is only for someone who is extremely wealthy. Otherwise, if his livelihood is dependent upon his store being open, he would be permitted to sell things in order that he could have more Simchas Yom Tov. In the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he brings down that Moshe Feinstein said that one could be Mako and Paskin like this Taz. This is despite the fact that the Mishnah Berurah clearly does not seem to be going like it. The bottom line is, with all of the heterim to do business in Chol HaMoed, anyone who could avoid it should definitely do so. Halacha Gimel. Im Chol Yorid Shehu Yom Hashuk. If there comes a fair, which is a market day, Habala Prokim, which only comes occasionally, O Yom Hashuk Shebechol Shavua, or it's the weekly market day, Ela Sho'atahu Kodem HaChagos, but this time it's coming before the holidays, Shemis Asfim Konim Harbe, that there are gathered many buyers. So this is a special opportunity for one to sell his wares. Muta Limkar, it is permissible to sell, even on Chol HaMoed. Dekevenchu Dava She'eno Tadir, since this is something which is not regular, doesn't happen frequently. Chashvinan gam minias harevech kemo hefsid. So we therefore consider that the lack of profit, in this case, to be like a loss. Avu biyom hashok shebechol shavua, if it's simply a regular once-a-week market day, asur, then it would be forbidden to sell things in the market. Ukishabaim lefa'amim sochrim osfinos, if it happens that occasionally there are merchants or ships that come, shemochrim bizol, that they sell for very cheap prices, okonim biyoker, or that they would purchase at very high prices, masha'ena shachiach tamid, which is not something that frequently occurs, gam kein mutter liknos mehem velimko lehem, it would also be permissible to purchase from them and to sell to them. So if you have some unusually good sale, say a clearance sale, a going out of business sale, which there won't be another opportunity after this, so it would come out that it would be permissible to make a purchase then, because it's such a rare situation that preventing that profit by not purchasing, it would be considered a loss in its own right. Halacha Dalet. V'chein mishet zorech liknos yayin be'es habatzir. Similarly, someone who needs to purchase wine at the time of the grape harvest, sheyehelo litzorche beser lishtois kohashana, so that he could have sufficient wine for his household to drink for the rest of the year, v'achakach yisyaker hayayin, and if he doesn't purchase it now at the time of the harvest, then the price of the wine will significantly increase. Mutar lo liknos b'chol ha'moed, so he would be allowed to make this purchase on the chol ha'moed. Avo l'masa u'matin also liknos, but if it's merely to do business with the wine, then it would be forbidden to purchase it on chol ha'moed. However, as we pointed out before, that first of all, even when he's allowed to purchase it, it should be done privately, and secondly, even when he's not allowed to purchase it, because it'd be done for business purposes, even there, in the event that it would be a tremendous profit, we said that he would be allowed to make the transaction on Chol HaMoed. Halacha Hey, Dvarim HaNitzrochim LaMoed, Kigon Peros Utavlin, things that are needed for Yom Tif, such as fruits and spices, meaning these are things that cannot be purchased long before Yom Tov because they would go bad. Mochvin kedarkon, you're allowed to sell them in the normal way. Afilu b'farhasya, even in a public manner. V'kevan shemutaron leftorach hachanus b'shvil Yisrael, and since it is permissible to open the store for the sake of a Jewish buyer, mutaron limkar gam lego, so therefore it's also permissible to sell to non-Jews as well. Someone who is making purchases on Chol HaMoed for food and drink, which he would need for Chol HaMoed or for Yom Tov, he does not have to be precise and just get the amount that he needs. Rather, he could buy in abundance, even though he knows quite well that he's likely to have much left over after the Chag. Now, in the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa, he brings down, in the name of the Ber Moshe, that this only applies if you're buying a lot of the same type of food. But you can't say that because I'm buying one type of food for Yom Tov, therefore I could buy other types of food, which I definitely won't need until after Yom Tov. People who own stores that sell clothing or shoes or jewelry and the like, things which theoretically could be useful for Yom Tov, are still not allowed to keep their stores open in normal fashion because it's not evident that someone buying them is buying it for the Moed. However, if someone specifically asks if they could come in order to buy a particular item for the sake of Chol HaMoed or for Yom Tov, then he is allowed to open the store. This is the psak of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down that whenever we say that it is mutter to do business on Chol HaMoed, it would also be permissible for the merchant to write down the details of the transaction, because if he forgets it, then that would certainly be qualified as a davar avid. The Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa also mentions that if there's a law that requires recording the transaction, it would also be permissible to write it down. It is also mutter, he says, for the buyer to write a check on Chol HaMoed if he's unable to pay with cash. Halacha Vav, litboa chovos. If someone needs to claim his debts, nogu lahakel, the custom is to be lenient and to allow him to do it on Chol HaMoed, afilo miYisrael, even to collect the money from a Jew, mishum dechoshven ledavar haaved, because collecting debts is always viewed as preventing a potential loss. Because if you have the opportunity to collect a debt now and you don't, there's always a chance you'll never be able to collect it again in the future. Still, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that one would not be allowed to take a case to court in order for you to get money that is owed to you, because that is certainly something which can wait until after the moed. Halacha Zayin, lahalvos beribis legoy harago etzlo, to lend money with interest to a non-Jew who is a regular customer of his, mutar, it is permissible to do this on Chol HaMoed, mipnei dahavidavar avid, because this is considered preventing a loss. What's the loss? Shelo yargos atzmo etzo arche, so he shouldn't get used to going to someone else. Maybe he'll lose his regular customer. The imalve lugoi, and if he's lending money to a non-Jew, she'eno rago etzlo, who is not a regular customer of his, yotze haribis mishavu achas l'simchas yomtif, he should spend the amount of interest that he earned for 1 week for his yomtif needs. V'limkar schora l'misha eina rago etzlo, usher. However, to sell merchandise to someone who's not a regular customer of his, that would be forbidden, because that's not preventing a loss. V'lo mahani masha yosef l'simchas yomtif, and in this case, it doesn't help this that he is spending more money for his yomtif needs. Avalamisha rago etzlo, but someone who's a regular customer of his, mutar, it's permissible to sell merchandise on Chol HaMoed, mishum davidavar avid, because this is considered preventing a loss, shelo yargo es atzmo etza acherim, so that the non-Jew won't be accustomed to shopping from someone else. In the Shmira Shabbos Kilchasa, he brings down that this that you are allowed to sell to Goyim on Chol HaMoed, if you're afraid that you might lose them as customers, the same thing would apply if the potential buyers are Jews. If we're concerned that we would lose them as customers, so then you would be allowed to sell to them on Chol HaMoed. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa discusses this, and he wonders about whether there would be a violation of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Mirkshol, whether or not it would be causing someone to stumble and sin by selling to a Jew. So if the Jew can't buy from Goyim, if he doesn't buy from you, so then it would be mutter, because he would be making the purchases even without you selling it to him. But if he couldn't buy from Goyim, and the only other people he could buy from would be other Jews whose store would be open to Isser, it would be an interesting question whether or not there would be Lifnei Iver there. Now, there's another form of Davar HaAved that people don't think about when it comes to making purchases on Chol HaMoed. In the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he brings down, in the name of Rav Moshe Feinstein, that someone who is going to be in a certain location where they sell an item, even if it's not something that would be used for the moed, and that item is not available for sale where he lives, it would be permissible for him to purchase it then, since if he doesn't do so, after the moed, he would have to travel all the way back in order to buy it. So, in order to not lose out on the journey, it would be permissible to make the purchase on Chol HaMoed. So we see that Dovar Oved is certainly not limited to a monetary loss. How about dealing with real estate on Chol HaMoed? In general, real estate transactions should be forbidden. However, there are certain circumstances where it would be permissible, such that, let's say, there is an amazing deal that would otherwise be lost, either for the buyer or for the seller, so then it would be justified to follow up with that transaction on Chol HaMoed. The same thing would be true if someone wants to buy a particular piece of property and they're planning to use it immediately now on the moed. This is the way it's brought down in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Halacha Ches. Chiluf matbaos aser. Exchanging coins, meaning exchanging currency on Chol HaMoed, that is forbidden. That is an unnecessary business transaction. There are some other halachas of Chol HaMoed that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch does not mention here within these halachas, but he has some reference to them elsewhere in the Sefer. So perhaps this would be a good time to discuss them. In Siman Ayin Tes, he points out something very interesting. The minig is that on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, when we read the Haftorah, there's some question whether in the brachas that are said in the Haftorah, whether you should mention the Yom Tov, like we do on the Yom Tov itself. The conclusion is that on Chol HaMoed Pesach, you don't mention Pesach at all in the brachas of the Haftorah, not at the beginning nor at the end. However, on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, we do. He explains that since we say a full Hallel on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and we also have the different karbanos that are said each day, so therefore it has more significance to be more Yom Tov-like than Chol HaMoed Pesach does. People don't usually think about that, but actually Chol HaMoed Sukkos is more of a moed than Chol HaMoed Pesach is, according to our minhag. Now the halachas of what happens on Chol HaMoed Pesach if someone finds chametz in his house, so that will be discussed later on in Hilchos Pesach in Simen Kuf Yud Aleph. Even though we are told that one may not exert excessive effort on Chol HaMoed, nevertheless, in Simen Kuf Lamed Daled, we are told that it is mutter for one to erect a sukkah on Chol HaMoed, whether it is a new sukkah or one that fell down, or to add to an existing one. In any case, it is mutter to do so on Chol HaMoed. In Simen Kuf Tzadi Hei, the Kitzur tells us that if, God forbid, someone's relatives die on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed, it is forbidden for them to tear Kriya on Chol HaMoed, and they would have to wait until after Yom Tov when they begin the Avelos period.